It's time for our weekly catch-up with ACT Party Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden.
Now it's time for our chat with one of the most important minor parties about the political hot potatoes of today and tomorrow. The government recently launched a multi-million dollar package to tackle retail crime and reoffending after concerns about a lack of protection for retail workers. This announcement came just hours after dozens of protests were held around the country following the tragic death of Auckland dairy worker Janak Patel. I spoke to ex-Brooke Van Velden about her thoughts on this package.
Retailers up and down New Zealand are constantly telling me that they don't feel safe at work and they don't feel safe on the way to work. There are people who have been robbed multiple times who don't feel like they've been listened to. And while it's good that the government is saying that they're now going to listen and they'll be there for retailers who are scared and anxious about just trying to do their jobs in the community, we're not really seeing the money actually getting out the door. If you take the example of fog cannons, the government has promised that they would put in place fog cannons to keep retailers who have been a victim of a ram raid safe. We've only seen a handful of those installed in the community. The money is there, but it's not being spent. And that's not good enough for people who genuinely are the cornerstone of our communities.
Jacinda Ardern has rejected the idea that it took the recent tragedy, the death of Janak Patel, to trigger this new crime prevention scheme. Do you believe that this is accurate?
Oh, look, I'm as cynical as they come when it comes to the government being focused on polling and focus groups and being reactionary rather than proactive. We have heard for years that retailers aren't safe and they want real consequences for people who commit crime in their stores. We're hearing more and more, especially from women in retail, that they don't feel safe turning up to do their jobs. And I don't blame them. We needed to see action a long time ago. Now that the government has promised that there'll be money, it needs to front on how they'll actually get that money out the door. Because just this weekend, I attended a protest on Queen Street with around 500 retailers from across our community. They're scared, they're anxious, they're worried for themselves and their family members because Janak Patel's death, it could have happened to any of them. And we need to keep our community members safe and give real consequences to criminals, but actually follow through on the promises that the government makes.
Your party leader, David Seymour, and yourself have been active at protests, and you've criticised, particularly David has criticised, the Prime Minister for not being in Sandringham the day after the tragedy occurred. Is this a fair criticism, as Ardern has rejected that she hasn't been enough involved in the community?
Oh, look, I believe the Prime Minister herself has admitted that she has not gone to visit any retailer who has been the victim of one of these serious offences before the death of Janak Patel. I don't think that's good enough. You know, we have people every day being robbed. We have people every month. I think there was 14 ram raids last month, and the government says this is a good thing because the number is dropping. Well, we don't believe any ram raid is good, and we don't believe any retailer or store worker who's feeling unsafe or feeling as though they could be at threat of losing their life for selling people goods in the community is acceptable. We have to do better. And I believe if the government ministers actually went and talked to people in the community, could see up front how scared and vulnerable people are feeling and actually listen to their concerns, we would see that money getting out the door. But instead, we've had promises, we've had broken promises, and we've had money promised but not actually delivered on.
One big part of this package is the fog cannon subsidy scheme, which is an expansion of this investment into fog cannons. Does ACT believe this is the most effective measure to deter retail crime?
We believe that fog cannons are what the community are calling for because they need any form of defence from the lawlessness that's occurring in their shops, and I can't blame them for that. What the ACT Party would want as a deterrent for getting the crime in the first place is ankle bracelets on people who are repeat offenders, because we know there are people in our community constantly committing these crimes. If they do it time and time again, we should put ankle bracelets on them so the police know where they are when they've been at the scene of the crime. And if they try and cut them off, put them into a facility, because it's not good enough that we have people who are scared to do their jobs. We have people who are afraid that they will lose their lives for just wanting a job in our economy and being helpful to the community. We need real consequences for lawlessness. And so, yes, I think fog cannons is a good start, so people have an action they can take in their own stores. But we've really got to get to the heart of the issue and stop those crimes from being committed in the first place.
Just to clarify, those ankle bracelets, would you suggest that this also include children who are repeat offenders, as National has suggested?
Oh, look, the ACT Party has suggested this before the National Party. If you're young enough to do the crime, you should be young enough to face the consequences. There should be a deterrent for anybody of any age who wants to commit serious offences in our community. If you're, you know, 20 years old or 11 years old and you're going and ram raiding or you're going in and threatening shop workers with violence, you are old enough to wear an ankle bracelet.
So you would extend it to any age at all if they were a repeat offender of something like a retail crime?
Oh, look, I think if you are of the age of 11 or 12, you should definitely be old enough. If you're also able to drive a car and you're ram raiding the shop, be able to wear the ankle bracelet to prevent you from doing that. At the moment, that's not what our law allows.
That was Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden from the ACT Party.